I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. You might remember hearing about faith denials this summer from author Josh Harris and Hillsong member Marty Sampson. If you work with young people, Doug Hutchcraft with Ron Hutchcraft Ministries says you need to keep these events in mind.
I've worked with young people my entire life, believers, unbelievers. A lot of times young people are kind of the most vulnerable to the collapse of a hero.
Celebrity faith denials can be challenging for youth ministry, but they can also present an opportunity.
Stick to Jesus. Anyone who loved me enough to die for me will never do me wrong. We've got to constantly direct worship and loyalty and trust away from the messengers and to the man who is the message, to the man who hung on the cross.
And how do you translate the Bible without the word forgive? Door International's deaf translators found themselves asking this recently while working with deaf in South Asia. Door President Rob Myers.
It's not just that a particular word in their vocabulary is missing. Conceptually, the idea of I am forgiven, when I stand before God, he doesn't see my sin anymore, but he sees me righteous. These words missing are many times indicative of a very deep theological concept that's missing.
In situations like these, the translation team works with leaders and the community to create a new sign. Please pray for wisdom as Door works with the largely unreached deaf community in South Asia. And find your place in these stories and more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio offers a free booklet called Stories of Hope. It lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.